Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's Saturday morning. It's going to be bumping up against 80 degrees here. It doesn't seem like October, but we're here. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. We want to give a shout-out to everybody headed to the Tailgaters this weekend. And if you're still trying to get your recipes and your stuff down, we got a few more tips for you that you can bring along with you. But Randy, right now, I'd like to talk about choosing the right charcoal grill.
All right, well, let's do that.
And I think charcoal, you and I are both passionate charcoal people, but I watch a lot of videos of people, professionals around the country and hackers around the country and people that are trying to put on their grill. And the charcoal game varies widely, but even if you're on a tight budget, here's a real basic way to go. Head on down to... I think Garrett sells the basic Weber kettle.
Right.
I'm not the Weber rep, but I'll tell you what, it's the biggest grill sold. If you just want to do charcoal and do a basic grill for $300-$400, $200-$300 even, you can get their little one. That's a nice grill. That kettle, if you take care of it, will last you 20 years. I just gave a 20-year-old one away.
That's right. And why is it that you and I enjoy charcoal? I know why I do, but what is it that
it's
about
like
charcoal?
It's like baseball, man.
Right.
It's like watching the Tigers.
Yeah. And we're going to be doing some of that, too.
Yeah.
The Tigers are playing today and tomorrow. Then the Lions and the Bears play Monday night. And then again on Tuesday and Wednesday, we get the Tigers back again. They're home on Tuesday and Wednesday down in Texas on Monday today and tomorrow.
Yeah. But in terms of choosing the right charcoal grill, what I want to see is, if I can, I want to see a stainless rack on it, or at least a really good chrome job on the ribbons. I don't want porcelain because it's always going to flake off and it's going to get rusty. I want a nice heavy gauge metal and hopefully a porcelainized enamel paint on it so that it won't be rotted and rusted real soon.
Okay, and that, I'm not even sure I can say that. Porcelainized enamel paint, that's just for weather. It can heat and cool and heat and cool, and it doesn't crack.
Exactly.
And that's the difference between a better quality and a low-end grill, is that paint and that finish on there. If you buy a low-end grill, it'll still grill, but in a year, it's going to be a rust bucket.
It's just powder-coated.
Right.
And, yeah, it'll be gray the first time you burn it.
Right.
If I can, I'd like to see an adjustable grate, an adjustable coal bed,
okay,
so that I can raise a lever like my range does on the good one. Pull the lever up and watch that coal bed come up, because if I'm doing steaks, I want those coals right under my meat. If I'm going to do like a beer butt chicken, I want them down. I want low heat. I just want to go low and slow.
Right.
And then, you know, if you can spend a little bit more money, you can get yourself like an open range or even that little smaller version of the good one. It eludes me right now. That's like $7.99. That's not a horrible price. Now you have a charcoal grill and a smoker. If you get into grilling enough, you're going to end up smoking, because you can't do ribs on a grill properly. You can't do
pork butt
on a grill properly. It just, things get away from you. You burn and singe.
Right. And the charcoal, in my opinion, adds a flavor profile that you can't get with any other fuel.
Yeah. And that's a 20-minute conversation, because charcoal is a huge area. But you have an awesome salmon recipe that you've told me about, but unfortunately, I'm not on the guest list when you make it. So tell us what that's like.
Well, I'm perfecting it before I invite you over, because I know you'll be
that's
critical
palate.
That's
a good palate. Story. Yeah, good story.
But it's real simple, guys. This is still salmon season. I know that I had a business guy come in and talk to me that they went out on a charter last weekend and slammed them limited out in about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So there's a lot
the
of salmon.
Steelhead, too, now.
Right. There's a lot of salmon and steelhead out there right now. Now, this one's really simple. Take a fillet off the side. Leave the skin on. Spray a little cooking oil on your grate so it doesn't stick. It has nothing to do with the recipe and everything to do with cleanup. So put a little cooking spray on the grate. Set your salmon on there. I use just cracked sea salt and cracked pepper. Put a little bit of that on there. And then I make this balsamic maple syrup. I call it a drizzle, because I'm not covering the fish with it. But I'm drizzling over the top of there two or three times while it's cooking. I've got it on medium heat on my charcoal grill. 12 to 15 minutes, this thing's done. You can tell it's flaky, okay? But I've got the sea salt, the cracked pepper to taste, and then I do two-thirds maple syrup, pure maple syrup, one-third a good balsamic vinegar, mix them together. Now, those will separate, so you got to heat that up on the side in a little pan till it mixes together, and it'll come together with temperature, and then all I do is take a spoon and drizzle it over the top.
What you're really talking about is you're making a reduction.
Correct. Yep. I'm not reducing it a lot, but what it does is when it heats up to temperature, it'll mix and it'll emulsify.
Yeah, and you're getting rid of some of the water.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you know who does salmon well? Chef Schultz.
Does he?
Yeah, from CC. He runs the Heritage out there. He's been on the show a bunch of times.
Right.
That man can make salmon. He's got a pizza oven in his backyard. He's probably listening to us right now from his bed. He's laying in bed listening to us.
Well, sure. And if you are just tuning in and getting out of bed, you listen to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're looking out the window. It's 80 degrees out. Doesn't seem like the middle of October, but we've got baseball. We've got football. We've got hockey. We've got all kinds of things going on in addition to college football. It's duck season. It's deer season.
Oh, yeah.
What a great time of the year, man.
This is the time of year.
And it's going to be 80 degrees. Get out on your back deck. Open your tailgate. Fire up that grill.
I had a great time at football. My brother-in-law, Mark, came over from Detroit. So I just want
family
to send
time,
a shout
yep.
out. He's on his way back right now listening, cruising with his top down. Yeah. So thanks for coming, Marky.
Yeah. Last night you were talking about that you made this dish, this grilled squash and peppers in a basket.
That's an easy one. And another cool little accessory to have. And this stuff is cheap. You know, you can get those little grill baskets for $10-$20. You can get them at a yard sale because a lot of people buy them and don't know what to do with them. But it's just basically a little basket on a handle. Sometimes you can take them camping with you and throw some weenies in there even and roast them real quick. But a little basket, so cut up some veggies. I love zucchini. It's
right.
just a great veggie.
Well, there's a lot of squash on the market right now. It's harvest time.
You can get the little yellow ones.
Right.
And you cut up some peppers. I'll throw like a varietal of peppers in there, and then I'll slice up some onions into some big chunks,
right.
maybe quarter them or whatever, and put them together with, you know, when it comes to seasonings, you can do anything. You can just play with them, but you usually need a little bit of salt and pepper, and if you want to take it in a direction with an herb, that's okay too.
Do you put any olive oil on that to get them going? Now, they're in the basket, so they're not going to fall all over your grill,
right? If I sauteed them, I'm going to have, just probably some olive oil and a little balsamic.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit of whatever, again, lime or whatever direction I want to take it in. But just marinate them for 3-4 hours on the counter because it's not meat. Room temperature always marinates anything better.
Right.
And pull them out of the bag. You can actually pour them, like, right into the basket. Flip the lid, throw them on real quick. You'll want to flash them a high heat, 2-3 minutes, maybe a minute, flip it, minute. And that's the last thing you do after your meat's done and resting. Your steaks are off, your burgers are off or whatever. You've got 2-3 minutes to park them, right?
Right.
So you do your veggies at the last minute. You throw them on the plate, and they're just still sizzling when you bring them off. And I'll tell you, the flavor, the color, the whole look when you put them in there, it gets people excited. And that's what you want to do is build that appetite because you're working out there at the grill, you're having fun. And I mean, you want it to look good when you get done. And that little mixture right there, just it's perfect.
I believe that all adds up to grill envy. And that's what we're trying
to
do.
That's part of it.
You know, there's a couple things there that are worth repeating, Bob. And one is you don't want to overcook your vegetables.
No.
They're much better if they're just hot and crisp. And the second thing is let your meat rest.
Yeah. And we want to make sure and remind folks, head out to Standale Lumber and check out that Eden Pure Gen 3 little heater. It's going to get cold next week. That little Generation 3 will heat your house for like $75 a month.
Very cool. Coming up next, Bob's going to open up the cowboy beans. I've got a variation of that as well that I made last night. Bob's going to give a little rant or commentary on this whole stuff that's been going on in the four-letter network. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.